In the face of many life problems, a poor mother entrusts her sick child to Padre Pio. However, instead of an instant miraculous healing, Padre Pio gives her profound advice. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, The Padre, St. Pio of Pretulcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. Within this book, we find a remarkable testimony by Mr. Baldo Colavizza, who worked as an educational director in the city of Tolmezzo in northern Italy. However, our story takes place when Baldo was just a little boy. Listen to this. In 1947, when Baldo was just 3 years old, he fell ill with pulmonary and bone tuberculosis, a very serious medical condition that can lead to bone deformations, if survived. He was hospitalized in the city of Venice, approximately 170 kilometers or 100 miles away from his hometown, and remained bedridden for nearly 6 years. Baldo's mother, Norina, would rarely visit him because, well, to put it simply, she was poor. When she managed to save enough money to visit her son and speak with the doctors, she was always heartbroken by Baldo's unwavering illness. One day in the summer of 1950, Norina received news that her friends Lucia and Rosina Castellani were planning a pilgrimage to Rome and then to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet Padre Pio. Now, this particular year, 1950, held special significance as a holy or jubilee year, during which many Catholics made extra efforts to visit shrines and engage in intense prayer, pilgrimage, and special indulgences. However, as I previously mentioned, Norina was poor and couldn't afford to join her friends. So she asked Lucia and Rosina to speak to Padre Pio on her behalf. She said, "I will never be able to go visit that holy man to tell him about my Baldo, because I don't have the means for it. I entrust to you his illness and his suffering." She also gave them a photograph of her sick son to show Padre Pio. The two sisters traveled to Rome and then, as planned, stayed in San Giovanni Rotondo for a few days and confessed to Padre Pio. Interestingly, at the beginning of the confession, Padre Pio told Lucia to stay silent as he himself listed her sins. When Padre Pio came out of the confessional, the two sisters showed a photograph of the sick little Baldo and asked him for his prayers, as Norina requested. After examining the photograph, Padre Pio responded, "He will heal, but the mother must pray more, because the child is praying more than she is." When Lucia and Rosina returned home, they shared Padre Pio's words with Norina. Norina's eyes filled with tears. From that day forward, she intensified her prayers for her sick son, and after some time, Baldo's condition started to improve. In 1953, he was finally discharged from the hospital, perfectly cured. Little Baldo continued to develop normally and did well in school. Eventually, he achieved a significant position of educational director in his hometown of Tolmezzo. Throughout Baldo's educational years and later in life, his mother would often remind him, "You are the son of Padre Pio. He healed you. You must go there to thank him. He is a saint." Reflecting on this, Baldo shares, "In the face of my mother's veneration of Padre Pio, I, as a young man, said to myself, 'But aren't saints in heaven?' Later I understood that saints are among us first. They are gifts from God. End of testimony. So as we witnessed in Baldo's testimony, Padre Pio encouraged Norina to pray more. Padre Pio knew that she had faith, but she needed a reminder, a nudge, so to speak. Padre Pio often gave such timeless spiritual advice, and this channel is dedicated to spreading Padre Pio's wisdom to as many souls as possible. That's why I strongly encourage you to join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. When you become a member, you're not just supporting a YouTube channel, you're becoming a vital part of an apostolate that spreads the profound teachings and stories of Padre Pio to those who need them most. Your participation can truly make a difference, but not only for others, but for you too, because Saint Augustine says, "As we do good to others, we do good to ourselves, for we help to free our wills from the dominion of sin." And Saint John Chrysostom warns, "God has given us two hands, one to receive with and the other to give with. If we close the latter, the former is useless." So please, don't miss this opportunity to be a part of something bigger and to receive abounding graces for your personal sanctification. Click the link in the description below to join today. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.